Duke. Motion to Wilson. Motion by Bailey. Tell us. Interesting word, Amat Mikem. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you X amount, right? And you're coming and you're asking for more. So we're saying, isn't it enough what you have already, that you have the chutzpah to come and ask for more? So then it should be Hama'at Lochem. Isn't it enough for you that you have that amount? What's Hama'at Mikem? It's Fasemis. That's a Moirid. He says what he says. But that's our aura here in Pashup Shab, the Pasuk B'chay. So the taich over here, lechayra, could be, or a taich al derech avoda al kapanim, could be. I saw the Ger Shivan after the Dasha says some very similar based on the same lechayras. But at the end of the parsha, you have a hagdara of Bnei Levi, right? Just like Aaron HaKayin is told. Tells Aaron HaKohen, you're not going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Ani chelkecha v'nachlascha. So your makom is you. What's it? The oimek of ani chelkecha v'nachlascha. You are be'etzem. Some people reside in a country, in a city, in a place, in a street. You're residing, wherever you are physically, but l'maisa, you're residing with the Rabbi Nishlal. That's ani chelkecha b'seid b'meizu, the nachlascha. I'm your nachla. So that's said to Aaron HaKohen. Same thing at the end of the parsha, said to b'nei, you always in shevet b'nei Levi. B'seich b'nei Yisrael yinchalu nachla. The shevet Levi doesn't have a nachla in Eretz Yisrael, and they have no nachla, no chelek in the bizas hashlal of the milchamas of kibush Eretz Yisrael. Why don't they? So the Rambam, the end of Shemitah V'Yovel, after the Rambam paskens that halacha that the Levim don't have anything, so the Rambam explains, V'lama le'zocha Levi v'nachlas Eretz Yisrael. Why was Shevet Levi not zeicha in nachlas Eretz Yisrael? Ube bizosam, and the bizosa of the biza, the shalal of the milchamas in Eretz Yisrael, imaychav, why wasn't he zeicha? Dr. Rambam, mipnei shehuvda lavi des Hashem l'shorosoi, because Shevet Levi was separated. Lavi des Hashem l'shorosoi, ulahayra is drachov hayisharim u'mishpotov hatzadikim l'rabim. Their tachlis in life, the destiny of Shevet Levi, is lavi des Hashem l'shorosoi, and to be marbek v'et shemayim, ulahayra is drachov hayisharim u'mishpotov hatzadikim l'rabim. Lefichach, v'chule, lefichach, huvdalu midarkei ha'oilam. Eile heim chel Hashem. Chel Hashem. They have, they're separate. That's why they don't have a chelik in the physical Eretz Yisrael. They're the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, commissioned specifically by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for their ruchniyistik avoida. And therefore, they're mufka, they have no schusim, and they have no kesher to the biza of the milchamas or to the nachla. Now, so that's the part of the Rambam that might not be so well known. The next part of the Rambam is the well known part of the Rambam, certainly here, that shaloi shevet Levi b'lvad, right? Ela kol ish ve'ish mikol bali oilam, any but not only shevet, limited to shevet Levi. Kol ish ve'ish mikol ba'ei olam asher nodvar rucho aysay והבינוי ממדוי להיבודר למד לפני השם ולהיו יש עבד השם בכל הליכוי סוף. It's not limited to שבט לוי. Anybody who will place themselves in that, like sign up for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, right? Sign up for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is, how's that done? Not veruchai. Hevinai ma'adoi, understand, lihibodil, to separate yourself from the Gashmiyistika world, lamed b'fnei Hashem, v'li yasev at Hashem, b'chol halichai sof, b'chol, meaning without exception. U'parach me'al tzavoroi, oylech ishbeinu sarabim asher bikshu ha'adam, and anything which in the physical, in the Gashmiyistika life, the goals, the things that are important, this person is parach, he's mafkiyah himself from that. If he does that, he becomes the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Zambench. Harezen is Kaddish Kaddish Kadoshim, V'yi Hashem Chelkoi V'nachalosoi. Kefima Shesoimech U'boiteach, and it's proportional, directly proportional. Kefima Shesoimech U'boiteach V'akadosh Baruch Hu Yizkiloi V'olam Hazeh Dover Hamas B'kulim. If you're dovok in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Zambench, so the Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes care of you. You don't go with the Mahalach. You're not going with the regular Mahalach of the tahalich, the process of Gashmius and Elazar. Now, that's Poshet, that goes without saying, that the Rambam says, Shevet Levi Bilvada, Lekolish and Not Veruchai, but Etzim, you need that, Shevet Levi also has that, to have that Not Veruchai. Right? Without the Not Veruchai, wanting to be Mafkir themselves, what's the mile of Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi comes easier. Shevet Levi has it naturally because Shevet Levi was designated by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam for that. So by Shevet Levi, it's, they also have to live with that hargoshet, but by Shevet Levi has the koyach to do that more betelda, like in their genes, that in the tia to do that. Somebody outside of Shevet Levi, it takes a more active, a more proactive not veruchay. But that's a navada, this idea of not veruchay you need there too. Now the Rambam, when the Rambam was saying not veruchay, part of what the Rambam says was parak me al tzavoroi oil hachishbeinus haravim asher bikshu adam. Where did the Rambam get that from? Rambam wasn't writing Stam, you know, nice prose. What do you call it? He got it from there's a mocher, right? The mocher of this shtickle that the Rambam says, Uparak mel tzavaro yachishbeinus harabim asher bikshu adam. The mocher is a pasuk in Koheles, known pasuk in Koheles, Berg Zion, pasuk of Tez. Elohim also has an adam yosher. The Eibush that created the mensch straight, glatt. Veheima bikshu chishbeinus rabim. Veheima chishbeinus rabim. That's what the Rambam is saying. The not verucha is somebody who is unmevakesh himself. You know, he pulls himself out of that list. I no longer want to be connected to these chishbeinus rabim and puts himself on the ruchniyistika track. Right. But that's where it comes from. Now, on that pasuk, there's a very interesting the nikud of that pasuk is very interesting. The word lechayra should be singular as cheshbon. It should be cheshbon Israel. Cheshbon Israel. Yet the nikud there in Koheles is chishbon Israel. Rechivik, not what it said. It should be cheshbon Israel. We have a cheshbon, cheshbon Israel. Chishbon Israel. So I'll call it something's merumas in that cheshbon Israel. So the Welt says, he brings it, the Rashi ben Amar Kiddush brings it. A beautiful Paichin. He says, Alpanov, you would say, Cheshbonis, there's a Cheshbon, I have a Cheshbon, I want to do this, so I should, you know, get a better car, I want to do this, should I have a nicer house, I want to do this. It's all different things. I want to do this, I want this, and I want that, various different retainers that a person wants. Chishbonis, what's a chirik? A chirik is one nekuda. So what's being merumas by the use of the chirik in chishbonis is all the various chishbonis that a person has. The hema bikshu chishbonis rabim, it's be'etzem shtams, it's be'etzem coming from one nekuda. It's from one nekuda in the mensch. And that nekuda in the mensch, that nekuda in the mensch is, how do you view yourself here in the world? How do you view yourself here in the world? You know, Amol, you have a goy who, I mean, but al kapon with your Shemaim and anything, they say things that, you know, to us, to Yidden, it might mean something, but for the guy himself, that they could be even such a thing in a million years, they couldn't. There was in the elections in the United States in 1960, right? So John F. Kennedy ran against Richard Nixon. Kennedy won. So he had a very good speechwriter, right? And his speechwriter, his campaign was based on one line, which became the line in America. You saw every car and every window had this thing. One line: ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. What's the Yisrael? Yeah, so they were mechavet to a big Yisrael over there. Yenek Goy, speechwriter. It's a cute lashon. It's a catchy thing. They had something. When his brother, that's Menuvel number two, JFK was Menuvel number one. Well, no, number one was killed in an air crash. Menuvel number two, Robert Kennedy, Menuvel number three. So when he was running for president before he got his brains blown out, so his it must have been the same speechwriter, the same Kishrin. This is Derchak. His line was: some people see things as they are and say why, but I dream things as they never were and say why not. The guy, good speechwriter, Meseder. Does it mean anything in Ruvolim one after the other? But Tzufel, grab it, poop, they hit on your side. What's life about? Are you here to see what can I take out of life? What can I take from the Bria? Or are you here for what can I give to the Bria? A person, the Yiddish Tachlis is, my Tachlis is, what can I give? What can I give to the Bria? Not what can I take? How much can I evoke? You know, there's a book. I don't remember what the title. Men are from Mars, men, women are from Venus. I don't know what it is. So the Mashgiach has a friend, a therapist, and he gave him this book, and he wanted to know what the Mashgiach had to say about this book. So on the planes in one of our trips to America, so the Mashgiach's writing the book and making notes and that's it. So at the end, I gave him the whole flight to Tuduch the Sugi very well, and then I ask him at the end, Nu Maskana. So he says, I'll tell you. Everything he says here is right in the difference between men and women. It's a good, it's Emes Lamita. They're Mechavu. But the whole Yisrael of the book is wrong. The whole Yisrael of the book is the man should know how the woman thinks so he can get the most out of the relationship, and the woman should know how the man thinks so she can get the most out of the relationship. Al pi Yiddishkeit, the man has to know how the woman thinks so he can make the woman happier, and the woman has to know how the man thinks so she can make the man happier. It's this Yisrael. The Tachlis in life, the Eibishter put us in this world. The Eibishter gave us Kalim in this world. The Kalim in this world are not to amass more and more. Right? To amass more and more. The Kalim in this world are, these are the Kalim that you were given for you to be Mekadashem Shemayim, for you to be Marbekvet Shemayim. For you to be Marbekvet Shemayim. That's, what does that mean? If a person views himself, there's an I. It's an ego type. It's anoichius, right? There's an I. There's a certain egocentric and egoistic thing. There's an I, and I need this. I want. There's an I, and I have things that I want. I want this. I want this. I want that. I want that. If you don't have that ego thing, that's okay. Then if there's an I who wants things, and then I want this and I want that and I want everything. If there's no I, I'm bottled to a klal. And I'm here for the tachlis of the klal. So whatever I have, right, that should be enough. That's what was given to me as the tools, as the kalim for me to serve this klal, to do for the klal what my matar in life is. And even if I'm asking for something, and that's even ruchnias, I'm asking it not because I want to amass this ruchnias, because I want the bigger darga, because I want to hear yomim after I walk into a room. Right? After I walk into a room. The reason I wanted it so that there can be, through my actions, there can be result, more kvod shemayim. So it's all what can I do for the world, not what can the world do for me. That's the nekuda of all of the chishbonos. That's this nekuda. A chirik is one nekuda. The changing of what the nekud should be from chishbonos as should be to chishbonos is all of the chishbonos come from that one nekuda. Come from the one nekuda that you view yourself as an entity in and of yourself, you have needs, desires, and everything else. You want this, you want this, you want that, you want that. But that's all coming from one yesod. The Rosh Alter brings Somebody said that a chassid echad came to his rebbe, the Baal HaTanya, and he told the Baal HaTanya, if you know Yiddish, it'll be better, but he said to the Baal HaTanya that he tells the Baal HaTanya he needs a certain Yeshua, a personal thing that he needs. He needs a Yeshua Gedolah, something in his Gashmias Dikin needs. Right? So the Baal HaTanya answered him, Du zogst to alles, everything you're talking about is Vos tu darfs, what you need. Right? What you need. Und vos me darfen dir, what the world needs from you, that you don't talk about. Right? So this wasn't just some cutesy line like ask not, but you know, it was a speechwriter. What the Baal HaTanya was saying, the result of this mindset is, as it's brought down, is that the guy passed out and the guy realized his whole life was a mistake and everything. What was the yisoid? The yisoid was, what are you here for? You're coming and asking it because I need this, I want that. You can come and say that you want a reform. That's not true, that you need certain things. But don't come from, what do I need? Right? The world, what is expected of me? Was will the Rebbeinu Shalom? What does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from me in this situation? Not I need a Yeshua from this, but what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want from me in this situation? That's the Yisoid. That's the oimek of the chiruk in chishbonis. And everything comes from that one nekud. Now that's the difference. What's the difference between hamaat? When Levi was given, Shevet Levi was given a lofty job. They're holy people, right? They're mesharis b'kodesh, everything like the Torah spells out, like the Torah explains what the avodas of the Levim were. So good, you do that avodah. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. So if that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave you, so Aaron's a kohen, you're a Levi. Every person can feed what he was given. Be marvich shemayim with this, right? Be marvich shemayim with this. That's what's the difference, lochem and nikah. Lochem is to you. Like, what you want more? I gave you this, right? You got Leviya. Now you want kahuna too. That's hamaat lochem would have mean. What it means, you got this and now you want more. Hama'at mikem, mikem, life is supposed to be not lochem, what are you getting for you? Mikem is from you. What are you giving? What are you doing? What are you here for? A person is placed in this world for what the Eibishter wants, mikem, what the Eibishter wants from you. You're not placed in the world for lochem, for what are you going to take, lochem, for yourself from the world. What Moshe Rabbeinu was touching up over here when he says Hamaat Mikem, meaning it's supposed to be Mikem. What's this concept? Where in a life that's supposed to be, and that's probably that we'll see the toes of Korach Hadassah, where in a life that's supposed to be Mikem does Ma'at come? Does this come in to say, this is not enough for me, I want more? You're coming here and saying, Levi is not enough, I want this. There have to be Kayanim in the world. There have to be Levi in the world. Eibishter gave you this job. This is your Kvod Shemayim in the world. So you're coming from a vantage point of Lachem. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu admonishes them, this Ma'at, that you're coming with this idea, this is not enough for me, I want. Where's that coming from? Mikem, you have what you're supposed to give. Give what you have to do to the world. Don't come and ask for more with an attitude of Lachem. That's what Mikem is, Ma'at. That's this Nekuda of Hama'at Mikem. We see it in another place in this parsha. The parsha says when Korach gets swallowed up, so it says Vatiftach ha'oretz es piyo, Vativlo oisom ves boteyem ves kol ha'odom asher leKorach ves kol ha'rechush. So the haflo already in Panim Yofes and Al HaTorah, he's already medayek. There's an extra, something here doesn't click. They didn't have houses, they had tents. What's this boteim? What got swallowed up exactly? What's this boteim? That's A. B, in Parshas Ekev, in Dvarim Yud Alevov, so it says, Es boteim ve'es oholeim ve'es kol ha'yikum asher b'ragleim. So it says both. It says boteim and oholeim. But you zicher have to know what's going on. So I say, you could have said, no, their bottom was an oil. That was their houses. So it's okay. It's Bateim, Yalem. But there's it as Bateim, it's talking about these people. As Bateim ve'es Oholeim. They didn't have Bateim. You said already Oholeim. So what's Bateim? Right. What's Patek? Simple. Simple, but about the Shishai. So again, Al Derech HaVoida, the tide should be like this. You have to learn up a Pasuk in Tillim. The Pasuk in Tillim, in Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud Peis, Kirbam Bateimoy La'olam, Kirbam in the inside, we'll see how Rashi and the Metzudas tie it up. Their teeth rotainus are, that Bateimoy La'olam are forever. Karu b'shmoisom alei adomis. There's a few words in the middle. I'm again. Karu b'shmoisom alei adomis. Rashi teaches. What does it mean? Machshiv. What is kirbam bateimu le'aylam? Bayis. What does it mean? Machshivaisom livnois lehem batim sheyiskaimu le'aylam. They think that they're going to build batim that miskaimu ba'aylam. The Mitzvah David says it even sharper. Im kol ze yachshevu bekerav libam asher boteim tiskayim la'olam. And what's karu? Kairim shvom al admosam loymer shehi admas ploini ki ilu yichyu lanetzach v'tiyah v'yodam. So what do we see from here? Batim, the idea of boteima, is an idea of permanence. Right? It's an idea of permanence. Boteima means that I'm going to have this bias, and that's am kavua here. Right? I'm kavua over here. That's the avla of them, right? What's the avla of that? We're not kavua over here. Right? Maz is a president. You're here just ad kama that Eibishter gave you a tafkid, gave you a tachlis. What you're here for? That's what you're here for. You don't have a kvias. There's no you. Again, the same you say. There's no you that you have your rights and you have your tchunis, and there's a you that you have a kvias over here. It's all transient. It's a problem. He's a prisoner. You're here with a tafkid. You're here with a tachlis. Adkan v'sulay. Adkan v'sulay. Now, okay. So now I know that's the mashmaos of batim, right? That's the mashmaos of batim. With that you could touch al derech havayda. I wouldn't say necessarily pshat. What is boteim? What's the shayrish of the taina? The shayrish, the nekuda, from where the avla kairach is coming and asking. The levi are coming and asking. Where are they coming from? I want more. This is magia li more. I deserve more. Right? There's tainas and otsof and this one. God with all cheshbonos. I want more. There's an I who's a kavua here. I am an entity. I want more. I'm a kavua. I want more, and that's where you're coming from. What's the taina? You're coming. In other words, you're coming from a totally lochem. What's the taina mikem? What does that mean? There's no I. There's no kvias. You are here only at Kama that there's a mission that the Eibishter commissioned you for and put you in this world to do. And these are the Kalim that the Eibishter gave you for that commission. Right? So what was Nikbar over here? What's the aside? Vez Boteim, the Taich is the Kvius, the sense of Kvius. That's the Taina on them. Is but that you viewed your being in the world as permanent, that you're a chef, you're a gavra, you're a person with rights and schusim and magia lecha this and magia lecha that. That's kavra. That was the avla. Kavra is but that was what their ikir avera was, that they viewed themselves as permanent residents, right? As permanent residents. That's the botein. And that's why in Parshas Bamidbar, in Parshas Dvarim, it says Es Aleim Es Boteim. Aleim is what they really lived in tents, right? That's what they should, how they should have looked at everything, right? But they looked at everything with a permanence. I'm here, right? That's the Boteim. That whole idea, the Avla of Bnei Kerach, the Einish of Bnei Kerach, it's an Einish for that view of permanence. That's what it means. The Boteim was Nikvar. Now the kicker is here. The clincher is, I said it's Perch. Perik Tillim, Perik Memtes, whatever Pasuk Yud Beis. I didn't say what that Perik was. The Perik starts Lam Natzeach Libnei Kairach Mizmer. Lam Natzeach Libnei Kairach. The Midnev Test of the Bnei Kairach, the Chuvah, the Bnei Kairach were good. The Bnei Kairach are touching up the whole Perik is the Avlas of the world. What was wrong with Kairach? What was wrong with Kairach? And what the Tikkun of that is. And that's where it says that this Choshvu Boteinu, where they thought they had their permanence. That's the tviya, that's the yisayid, that's the chishbonos, that's the nekuda of kairach, that's the lochem of kairach. That's the lochem of kairach. Now that's all kairach. On the other side. Aaron HaKohen, is the exact opposite. Aron HaKohen is the exact opposite. Korach, the Yisod HaTviya was, and I think that's the pshat in Vayikach Korach, Vispalei Korach, Lokach Es Atzmei Li Es Nivdal. What does that mean? He didn't just walk around, okay, there's me and there's them. If you're part of a klal, you're bottled to the klal. Lokach Es Atzmei took Korach, separate, Korach separated himself from the klal. Vispalei, separate, Targum says, separated himself to be, there's a me. Lokach Es Atzmei, there's a me over here. It's not just I'm a part of a klal with a function. There's a me, and everything, the whole thing, emanates from there. Emanates from there. If there's a me, so then me, I should have kahuna too. I this, and I this, and I this, and I that. Right? The shayrish of what goes off over here is, there's no I. There's no I. Aron HaKohen was, well, how does, what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? This, the Vel Taiches, the Vali Machshava Taiches this up. Aron Mahu Kisalinu Olav. What's Mahu? Aron Mahu. Aron is Mahu. Aron has no, he doesn't exist for himself. Aron Mahu. What is he? He's all for the cloud. Right? And more than that, Aron got kahuna. They're after the kahuna. They want. Did Aron take it, or was Aaron given it? Aaron was given it. Aaron is not looking for it. There's no I. I want this. I need this. There's, whatever the Eibishter wants for me to have for the klal, whatever it is, that's the kelim that I was given. For the, his battle is totally to the klal. Aaron HaKohen got kuna, but he didn't take. The whole idea of taking, of wanting and asking for more, is all a kerechdik idea. It's all a kerechdik idea, which comes from the fact that there's an I, which comes from the fact that there's a kriyas of me in the world. There's no kriyas of me in the world. You don't have it. Aron HaKohen was the exact opposite. And Aron HaKohen didn't have to take. Aron HaKohen, that was given to Aron HaKohen, maybe, probably because of the fact that he was existing just for the Klal. That's what's happening with Vayikach Korach and no. There's one other nekuda that has to be explained over here, which from this whole idea, we might think that Korach's a bad guy, right? Korach's a bad guy. Anyone who thinks that couldn't be further from the truth. Couldn't be further from the truth. You need Bekorach, I'll give you Bekorach. But Chazal and Medrash Rabbah here in Bamidbar Yudches Gimel, and also in Medrash Tanchuma is based. Chacham Gadol Haya Korach Tayanei Ha'aron Haya. He's with Naisei Ha'aron. Whole different shmuz why it says Tayanei now. Naisei, but Chacham Gadol Haya Korach. He's no slouch. The Velt says from the Arizal that what do you call Tzadik Katomar Yifrach? The Sefer Tevis are Kuf Reish Ches. Tzadik Katomar Yifrach is Korach. That Lasid Lavai Korach will get back to his level of what Korach Be'etzim is. Again, Korach's no slouch. Now, what's that being said, let's see a medrash in Dvarim Rabba Yud Ches Yud Zayin. Asher Tarsin the Pasuk, Asher Yachtov Namtik Soid, Ze Aaron Ve Korach She Shneim Shovim. Shneim Shovim. It's not the bad guy. So, what does that mean? So, they're Shovim, and yet, Aaron was Aaron and Korach was Korach. That's what happened to Aaron. Aaron was the Korach and Korach. Well, then what happened? It was Korach. How does that happen? So the Yisoid is the same thing, but it doesn't mean. The problem was this misconception that there's an I. Now that doesn't mean that Korach was looking for the Lamborghini, the corner house, the designer suit, and whatever it is in South Africa, 18 shvartzes to help you clean the house, and whatever it is, that's not Korach. Korach was kulei ruchni. Just within the realm of his ruchnias, he viewed there's a me, and I want to attain. Korach had a burning desire to elevate himself in kedusha, to chop more kedusha and more kedusha and more kedusha, to be on a higher darga. To be on a higher target. On that, his tshuka for Kedusha and his understanding of the importance of tshuka, Korach was Shavadar. Just one little problem. Right? Kairach was Mikem. Kairach said, I have to attain the highest darga I possibly can in Ruchnius. That's what I mean. I want more. I want more. Now, at the end, they end up being kafir. They end up, you know, how they talk to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they end up being kafir. The whole thing. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? It starts with this. It's more than that. If you were to have asked Kairach, several steps down in the machlekes, what are you doing? Yeah? He says, what do you mean I have to have Kedusha? I have to be a holy person. Right? That's the pitfall. Sometimes the fact that it's L'shem Shamayim, and the fact that you do have that burning desire, if you take that misstep and make it a Lochem story instead of a Mikem story, the fact that it's L'shem Shamayim is the biggest sakana. Because if it weren't L'shem Shamayim, at one point you could take stock of yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, and say, my God, what am I doing to myself? Right? But if it's L'shem Shamayim, you're going to keep making hafganas, and doing this, and doing what you want, and doing what you want. It's L'shem Shamayim, it's L'shem Shamayim, it's L'shem Shamayim. My dear friend, it stopped being L'shem Shamayim a long time ago. Right? But you don't realize that. That's what it leads to, the greased slide, that this misconception, that this mistaken perception of Lochem rather than Mikem, that's what it comes. And it's even in Ruchnius. It was all in Ruchnius. We're talking about levels of Ruchnius over here, desire of Ruchnius. We're not talking that he wanted the car, the house, and the slaves, or the steak in the suit, or whatever else. What he wanted was Ruchnius. But in Ruchnius, we have to realize we're here. Every person is given his kedusha. Every person is given his nisyonos. The nisyonos, a person, avada, chas v'sholom, there's a tough time, mispalel to Rabbeinu Shalom, please extricate me from this. Why? Not because I want to be extricated from this. Give me the kayach so I can fulfill the tachlis for which you put me here, and I can contribute to the bria and be mala the bria with that chelik of being mala the bria that I and only I am the person who can do that particular mikvah. That's the vayikach of kayach, was the antithesis of that. That's the limud of the mikem, that's the limud of the chishbonos, that's the boteno. There's no permanence, there's no I that anything. Everything is here, all life from start to finish is what does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam want from me?